Hi, everyone, and welcome back inside the film room here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I am Alex Smith, joined by Greg Cosell, senior producer at NFL Films, as we look at some of the top free agents available in this year's class. Greg, today we're going to look at the always important quarterback position. Of course, the Eagles have a lot of questions there. We're going to start things off with two quarterbacks from our nation's capital, and RG3 is an interesting name. Came out of Baylor with all the talent in the world. Things have kind of gone downhill, but we'll see him make a nice play here.
Yeah, and I think the thing that you're trying to get a feel for with RG3 is how he can play under center and how he can play from the pocket. Because that's where it sort of went downhill for him. He came into the league at a time when there was a lot of read option. The running quarterback seemed to be in vogue, and that's all fine. But at the end of the day, you still have to be able to throw from the pocket. You've got to be able to read the defense, go through progressions, and make throws within the timing, rhythm, and structure of an offense. And I think ultimately, if you're going to sign RG3, if he's available, you're going to have to decide what kind of offense you're going to run. But when all's said and done, Alex, your quarterback still has to drop back in the 3-step, 5-step, 7-step drop pass game and be able to execute your offense and execute your pass game. And that's a big question at this point with RG3.
And Greg, as Griffin kind of fell out of favor in Washington, Kirk Cousins kind of made his ascent. Bit of a shaky start, but he ended up throwing for over 4,100 yards this past season, leading Washington to a division title.
Yeah, led the NFL in completion percentage, about 70%. And Cousins is your classic orchestrator, your classic distributor. And he really played well. He has a lot of weapons. And I think in some ways he's like an Andy Dalton in the sense you have a lot of weapons. You distribute the ball effectively. You know where to go with it. The play we just saw here showed a trait that's so critical in the NFL. Pocket movement, the ability to find a more quiet spot within the pocket to deliver the football. But Kirk Cousins, I think you have to understand that you need players around him, that he needs to be in a situation where he can be the distributor. He needs a lot of talent around him. They have that with the Redskins.
Now, it's very cliche to call our next quarterback a smart passer, but that is the case here with Ryan Fitzpatrick, the Harvard grad. Getting a little bit up there in age, but he actually had one of his best seasons overall last year with the Jets.
Got a lot of moxie, a lot of grit. Don't you
like
love
that?
You love these cliches?
Like,
good. Well, you know, it's funny. It worked really well for him in New York, where Chan Gailey played more 4 wide receiver sets than any offensive coordinator in the NFL. Worked really well for Fitzpatrick, playing a lot in the shotgun. Again, there are times that he can be overly aggressive trying to make throws and can get in trouble, but he really limited that this year and played the best football of his career, was a quality starter for the Jets, made a lot of big-time throws, and seemed very comfortable within that offense. And you have to think about that if you're looking to sign Fitzpatrick, if he indeed leaves the Jets, because he played in a certain system, and you're going to have to understand why he was successful within that system.
And our next player up here has a very small sample size, Brock Osweiler. Of course, he served as the backup to Peyton Manning, but when he had to step in, went 5-2 for Denver this year. Big arm and a little bit maybe more athletic than some people think.
Yeah, and I think, again, you're dealing with a quarterback that played in a system that was balanced by nature. It was a run game first, and then the quarterback worked off that. And I think that's ultimately what Brock Osweiler is. Now, here he made a big-time throw. This was in the fourth quarter when they beat New England in Denver. And this was a big-time throw to Emmanuel Sanders beating Malcolm Butler. And that was a critical throw in the game. He's capable of making these kinds of throws. But again, the sample size is a little small. So I think you have to start with the premise that you need a complete offense. You need a run game foundation if Osweiler is your quarterback.
And the final player on our list has an even smaller sample size, and that's Chase Daniel. He's really been a career backup in New Orleans behind Drew Brees and with Kansas City under Alex Smith, but certainly a savvy quarterback.
Yeah, he's always played well in the preseason. I think he's one of those rhythm quarterbacks, quick drops, quick throws, throws the ball with nice touch. The issue you have with smaller quarterbacks, at times he can't see real well, but I think he can make all the throws. Good arm. You know, it's hard to know exactly if you're going to sign a guy like Chase Daniel and now say he's your starting quarterback. But I think you can get by with him given his skill set. Again, you're just dealing with a quarterback that needs, I think, a complete offense because of the size and therefore presents some limitations.
All right, Greg, great stuff as always. And that will wrap things up here for our film room breakdown of the quarterback position. Be sure to stay tuned to PhiladelphiaEagles.com for the rest of our film room breakdowns.